changes in our lives, actually. And see, maybe we can one day be acknowledged and be able to influence the policies, yeah, to be better. Because, yeah, that's also a challenge, I can say.
But in Africa, you are how many finalists?
We are actually two. And the other finalist is the one who won. She was from Ghana. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was her story?
She was more into cancer. She had been able to train oncology nurses.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Khadija Mohammed, a nurse who is, quote, revolutionizing blood donation access through her tech-enabled platform, Red Splash. Wings thanks Diana Wanyonyi, our longtime contributing producer in Kenya, for this and many other interesting interviews. You can find back editions of the series, including Diana's work, through the website wings.org. Wings also thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be viewed on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Miss Nana No, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. You don't know.
Hello, and welcome to All My Greatest Teacher Showed Me Love. This week, I am delighted to introduce a local musician named Blue, who happens to play the blues, and I'm running with the theme. As we approach the end of the year here and winter is setting in here in the Pacific Northwest, I thought we would explore some feelings around when we feel blue and what to do. So thanks for tuning in to All My Greatest Teacher Showed Me Love, here only on KBOO Portland.
Woo!
Welcome back to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love, and that was the famous Annie Lennox with Mood Indigo. And we are here with Blue. Hello, Blue.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. So, Blue, I'm always curious, where did you grow up and how long have you lived in Portland?
All right, I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Woo!
It's a smaller city. It's a smaller city about the size of Portland. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as population-wise, whatnot. Mm-hmm. I lived in Portland, the general area. I lived in Portland for about 6 years or so.
Okay. What brought you here?
What brought me here? Oh, wow. I spent a lot of years hitchhiking around the country.
Okay.
I usually stop in Portland, you know, usually when I hitch up and down the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Fell in love with the vibe, the pretty greens. I mean, I don't even mind that it rains so much. I mean, because at least I don't have to see snow most of the time on my birthday.
Oh, right. You mentioned your birthday's coming up in January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, let's cut for a song, and you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love. And I'm Zan, your host, and our guest is Blue.
Celebrating the bad days, 'cause they're long, long, long gone. No more fantasizing. What could have been another song? Though I'm running late, my train is right behind. Takes as long as it takes. It could take my whole life, and I'll still be right on time. I got good vibrations, baby, on the way home. I got good vibrations coming through my headphones. Give me good vibrations, baby, all the way home. Give me good vibrations. I'm coming home the long way, in case I pass you by. But somewhere in the distance, your mind, mind, mind. I got good vibrations, baby, on the way home. I got good vibrations coming through my headphones. Give me good vibrations, baby, on the way home. Give me good vibrations. Give me good vibrations. Give me good vibrations.
And that was Good Vibrations by Nectar Wood. And we're back with our guest Blue on All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. Blue, tell us about your occupation.
Well, my occupation to me would be pretty much being a musician. I mean, I'm an artist. I mean, mm-hmm. I share my art with people. Like, in hopes of, you know, getting something out of it, and not even monetary. I mean, you know, pretty much like, you know, emotional, you know, more like connection with people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Connection is so powerful. Like I mentioned at the start of the show, this theme of being blue, like the winter blues, like you said.
Right.
We're settling into winter in the Pacific Northwest, and I guess to address maybe depression or that sense of, yeah, the blues, right?
Right.
And that connection is what creates a through line, or kind of that rescue line into the water if you're drowning, right? So for you, I mean, we just met earlier in the week.
Earlier in the week, yeah.
And as I was saying to you, when you started playing, everyone got quiet. And there was something happening in the room that was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you traveled around the country hitchhiking. Wow.
Yeah.
Just for exploration or?
Yeah, mostly for exploration.
Yeah.
I mean, golly, I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm, you know, can't spend my entire life there, you know?
Yeah. Was there a favorite place in the country, especially for your blues music?
I mean, over the years, I've always liked stopping in New Orleans. I never got lucky enough to, you know, play in any of the clubs or anything like that. But it's, you know, it's a large busking and, you know, saying street performance scene in New Orleans.
Yeah,
I got into that for a little bit.
Okay.
And I mean, I usually just, you know, try my hand at it, you know, pretty much any time that I pass through New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Yeah, and plus I got family connections to Louisiana because my dad is from Louisiana.
All right. So, do you have family there? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
My daddy grew up a little north of New Orleans.
Okay. It's such a special area. I feel like you're in Europe or a third world country all at the same time.
I mean, it gets way too muggy down here though during the summer. I remember so many summers going down there visiting my grandparents back when they were living, and. You know, I was like, and probably the favorite thing about it, other than dealing with the, you know, the heat and humidity and the, you know, the random trash burning or whatnot, because it's out in the country, people can burn their trash just fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, my grandmother had this huge pecan tree in front of her house.
Mm.
And, well, I learned a lot about learning, you know what I'm saying, looking at that gigantic pecan tree.
Mm.
And it was like the showing of the pecans and stuff like that. Like, I realized there's a process to it. It's a huge reason I like pecans, and it's mainly because of that, you know, gigantic tree in front of my grandmother's house.
Aww. It's like little Blue sitting and staring at the tree, or
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, every once in a while, one of the pecans fall out the tree on me or something like that. You know.
Wake you up.
Yeah.
Keep you in the moment.
Yeah, pretty much keep me on my toes, you know.
Yeah. Well, I love, too, you talked about the process. Like, so many of us, you just go to the store and you buy a big bag of something. But you don't see the time and the labor of, like, having to crack the nut and open the shell.
And thankfully enough, pecans, they don't have really hard shells to crack open like walnuts.
Okay.
It was like, for the most part, you can take two different pecans and smash them against each other to crack the shells.
Interesting.
And pretty much from there, you can, you know, just peel them apart or whatnot. I mean, you can almost peel them out of their hole just by cracking the shell a little bit.
Wow, fun facts here.
I spent so many summers on the front porch of my grandmother's. You know, my grandparents' cribs.
Yeah.
You know, just shelling pecans and whatnot. You know, she'd make pies out of them.
Mm.
You know, not out of sugar cane and stuff like that. That was the cool part.
Oh, yum. Wow. I love that. Thanks for painting such a beautiful, sweet image. It is.
Oh, no problem.
It's a window into your childhood.
Yeah.
And we are, and I'm very excited to hear a live song later from Blue. So Thanks for joining us on All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. And let's break for a song. Let's do Survive by Ilaria Argento.
Hold on tight, little soul. This world don't play kind. It's got claws, bare hands gripping life's old rope. Swinging in the void, holding on to hope. One more day, just one more fight. For what, baby? Love or the right? To dream again, to stand the weight of another storm sitting on your fate. Yeah, we survived, better don't ask how. Knees in the dirt, breathing out loud. We rise with blood in our smile. Bend down long, still walk the mile. You ask me why I keep standing tall. Why I don't just let the night fall. It ain't pride, it ain't no sin. Just something in me won't give in. One more look, one more song. Murmured south where ghosts belong. One more shot to make it right. Maybe tomorrow will bring some light. Oh, we survived, better don't ask why. Dreams half broken, still learn to fly. Fight for truths we barely own. But honey, a choice made whole, a kind of is it yours or just a borrowed face? We ain't meant to just endure the tide. We search, we fall, we rise. We will survive.
And we're back with Blue, our guest. Blue, do you have a special teacher or mentor who significantly shaped who you are today?
Okay. I have different levels of that. I mean, I can go to as far as like in my personal life. Yeah. I mean, all the way to my schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean my parents, for the most part, you know, because well, they were already older by the time they had me.
Okay, so you're later in life, baby.
Yeah, I was a later on baby.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about my mother, you know, saying when she had me, it was like, okay, she already pretty much had, you know, had the whole having, you know, kids thing, you know, figured out and stuff like that, and raising them and so on and so forth.
So do you have a lot of siblings?
Yes, I I have 4 siblings in total.
Wow.
3 older and 1 younger.
Okay.
I'm the second youngest out of those 5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it starts off with my parents, because I have both my parents in the household, and you know, I feel as a human being in general, it's a good thing to have both parents.
Yeah, and rare.
Yeah, I mean, it's so rare these days.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was born in the early 80s, so it's like, golly, most of my friends growing up didn't have both their parents in the household. Hmm.
That's interesting. I grew up with a single mom, and I felt very othered by it, that I guess my perception, and I grew up in the 80s as well.
Right.
My perception was, oh, I don't have a dad. Or, yeah. That.
Right.
So that's so special. So your parents were your teachers.
Yeah, definitely my parents. I mean, especially my daddy. And it was like both my parents press, you know, etiquette and good vocabulary and, mm-hmm. you know, good spelling, especially my mother. Golly, my mom was a huge reason for why I can spell. You know?
Okay.
Because it's like, okay, I just took encyclopedias or whatnot, and I just sat in the living room, you know, saying, just reading through them and stuff like that. I had difficulty on my word. I mean, my daddy wasn't dumb or anything like that. It's just that, you know, his vocabulary wasn't as good as my mom's.
That's so sweet. Do you carry any life philosophies or life lessons that their voice is still in your head kind of deal?
My daddy used to tell me back when I was a kid, he used to always tell me in this heavy Louisiana voice, like, Mikey, I want you to be a big, strong bullhead. Like,
Bullhead?
Yeah, bullhead, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of like headstrong or whatnot.
Okay. Like opinionated and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, man... in so many senses, he got his wish. So, you know, I try to be a good person about it, you know. I try to be wholesome. I try not to, you know, go too far or whatever, and, you know what I'm saying, my mm-hmm. opinions and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. you know. So I try to be a careful and concise enough person as far as what I speak to people and what I talk to people about and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's something important about having opinions.
Right.
But also, I see the value too in seeing other people's perspectives.
Yeah, but I go to the next part of the teachers and mentors and whatnot. It's like I had teachers in high school that pretty much taught it. Kind of made me dig a little more into my voice and what I can what I can express as far as like speech,
mm-hmm.
and you know the freedom of it, of course.
Absolutely. Ah, great. Well, let's break for another song. Michael, what do you think? What should we You were talking about a Neil Young song.
Yeah.
That greatly influenced you, called On the Beach.
On the Beach, yeah.
Let's listen to it. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
Day to day. crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Though my problems are meaningless, that don't make them go away. A crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day.
And that was On the Beach by Neil Young. Blue, why is that song special to you?
Well, when I listen to the song, I think about kind of like an escape from things. Mm. There's a lyric in the song that goes, I went to a radio interview and I found myself alone at the microphone.
Oh.
Well, pretty much the song got stuck in my head over and over the course in prepping to, you know, coming to the interview today. And I realized the song is a little more about escape than it would be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly in a bad thing, but, you know, kind of like a way that even though you need the crowd there, you know, say you need the audience, you need the feedback, you need the exposure, but then again, you kind of want to step away every here and there.
Yeah. Or sometimes be careful what you wish for. Like, you can get a lot of exposure, and then it's
right.
Like,
it's like, I'm not worried about it being overwhelming. I just want to be able to, you know, step back and still enjoy it if need be.
Yeah. And then someone like me seeing you at a show, right? And like, wow, who is this musician? Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Blue, did your dreams change since you left high school? Are you doing what you thought you'd be doing, basically?
For the most part. I mean, I accomplished part of that dream by leaving Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I left Milwaukee literally the day after I graduated from high school. And
you were not playing around. I'm out of here.
I wanted to get as far away as I could from Milwaukee, Wisconsin for a while.
Yeah.
And when I initially went back, realized how rough around the edges the city's always been.
Mm.
In comparison to other major cities, of course. Kind of one of those, I realized where I left type moments.
Yeah.
You know, I go back every once in a while, visit old friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Still got relatives. I still got, you know, old friends from school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I catch up with them here and there. Yeah, I mean, when I can, of course. When I have enough time, when I'm back home to do it. Like, golly, I haven't been back home in years.
Oh, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time.
Yeah.
Are your parents still alive?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they still live there?
My parents all relocated to the South just before I began my senior year of high school.
Oh, so did you hang back?
The reason I hung back is because I wanted to graduate high school in my hometown.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it was like,
there's that bullhead coming out the other day.
Right.
You're like, I'm staying here. You guys all take off.
Stay here. Yeah, go ahead. It was like, I'll take care of it up here. And, well, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, there was only a couple of folks that came to my high school graduation, one of them being my daddy, which works for me.
Yeah. I love that. Well.
As far as, like, dreams since then.
Yeah.
It's like, I accomplished most of it. I mean. You know, I always wanted to be into performing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have a performing arts pedigree of some sort. You know, I performed in, you know, same school programs, musicals, and so on and so forth.
Right. Like, yeah.
So
I was a choir girl, then a theater kid.
Yeah. Golly, I wish I was a theater kid. My grades weren't good enough in high school to do it.
Okay. Oh, darn it. Yeah. I love my theater background.
Right, but you know, elementary school is where I got started pretty much.
Yeah,
you know,
got a taste for the stage.
Doing chorus and school programs and you know stuff like that, performing in front of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And golly, some of the schools I went to, there were like easily over 1,000 students in them.
Wow, that's insane.
Especially the high school I graduated from, about 1,500 students in the high school I graduated from.
Wow, that's a lot of students to me.
Yeah.
That is a lot of students.
I mean, I don't know about now. They probably added space onto it, but then again, the high school I graduated from, they finished building it in 1912.
Wow. Crazy. Well, thanks. Would you be willing to play a live song now?
Hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I guess I could, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the days that I stayed on a Greyhound bus on the way to Atlanta, and Brunswick, Savannah couldn't stop for smoke. Somehow I managed to cope. Now I'm riding through the storm. I should have been warm, but everything will find its place. If I get there before too late at night, maybe I can get a taste of a peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. A peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. Now I'm riding through bridges and trees and stuff. Didn't even bother me that much. With my baby at my side, I can't lie. I'm going ready to tear it up. Now my hands are itchy, but my fingers are loose, and I'm not looking for a fight. If I get there before too late at night, maybe I can get a bite of a peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. A peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. Now this rain and such, I can't avoid. It's starting to make me paranoid. If I get there before tonight at night, maybe I can get a bite of a peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. A peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. Peach in a tree. She may be fine, but she can't see me. Oh, she tastes so sweet to me. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Blue.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love, and that, again, was Blue Love.
Blue, are there any specific cultures or countercultures that you identify with?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I spent a lot of years hitching around the country, and, well, it's pretty alternative style of living, so it's enough of a counterculture in itself.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, going here and there and hitching rides, getting used to being around strangers all the time and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never been particularly nervous of a person, so it was like, I dove right into it, more or less.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I feel like it made me somewhat of a better person. Made me able to deal with people a lot easier. Yeah, because it's like way, way, way too many different personalities to deal with and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
there are.
You know, some of my friends that I've had over the years, lifestyle, so on and so forth, it was like, I don't feel like it made me any less of a person. And it was mm-hmm. like, it, you know, it made me more traveled, well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much my own personal sociology experiment.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have any spiritual practices that you do daily, or?
I usually calm myself before performances by praying.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I like praying. I definitely believe in a higher power of some sort.
Yeah. Did you grow up religious at all?
Grew up for the most part Christian.
Yeah.
And I still practice some of the values, of course.
Yeah.
So, I'm fine with praying. I'm not above it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thanks for sharing. Let's break for a song called The Shame Song by Alexandra Blakely. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
If I'm gonna fall,
The Shame Song by Alexandra Blakely. And we're back with Blue on All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. Blue, what are your self-care rituals and how do you manage like stress or anxiety?
How do I manage stress or anxiety? I usually like to go out to open mics.
Yeah.
You know, like go out and network with people, you know, hang out with my friends, get a couple songs off my chest.
Yeah. Yeah, connect.
Like yeah, we connect, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, and you just feel that anxiety and stress kind of melt away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So speaking of connection, right? Like every show we do a mindful moment and the theme of blue, maybe the winter blues we're talking about today. And that's just it. It's connecting with people, right?
Right.
And sometimes, too, I you know, work with clients and maybe you're the receiving end of someone coming to you and saying, hey, I'm I've been feeling kind of sad lately, and sometimes even maybe having those thoughts, like suicide thoughts, right?
Right.
I just want to offer for our mindful moment today that if someone does come to you and shares that, is to always say, hey, who else have you told this to, right? That you're not the one to carry that. We don't carry it all by ourselves.
Right. And no, that nobody does.
Nobody does. And that, like, it's just like if you fell and you hurt your knee, scrape your knee, go get someone to maybe help you, or you go see a doctor. It's like mental health. Like, if you're having those blue thoughts for a longer period of time, or anxiety, is to go find help. There's so much help out there, and especially in the state of Oregon, they're so good if you're a youth and you need insurance. But everyone deserves care, and I just wanted to give that out today. I mean, so many of us, I wouldn't be here if I didn't get help at different times in my life, and
right.
I'm even taking my own advice, friends, right now. I'm going to order a sun lamp because I've been feeling blue lately. And it's just the weather's getting darker earlier, and I'm just having more rainy days, and it's okay, but to acknowledge it and do our best. And
yeah, that's the crazy thing about my apartment. It's like even when the sun is out, my apartment can't get sunlight for some reason because of the breezeway, and it's, you know, I'm on the first floor of a 4-floor building.
Yeah, and so just figuring out, getting outside sounds like for you is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big thing for me, too, getting outside every day.
Yeah, I definitely like to get outside and, you know, enjoy a little sun. And
yeah.
I mean, even when the sun isn't out, it's like, you know, just getting out and getting some air.
Mm-hmm. Or like you said, or like, look at me. A friend invited me out on Monday night when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the couch. I just, you know, finished my work day, had my dinner, and I was like, you know, that blue part of me was like, I don't know if I want to go. And then the other voice in my head was like, get up off the couch and go enjoy some music and poetry. And I did. And I just filled my soul and filled my cup. Get out there, you know, and assess yourself. If you find yourself walling up at home, maybe it's time to reach out for some help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening to The Mindful Moment. And let's break for a song called Slow Down Long Enough by KJ Song, only on KBOO Portland.
Slow down long enough so you can feel the river, the one beneath the ground, the one under your skin. What if you have more faith and trust in the current, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in. Slow down long enough so you can feel the river, the one beneath the ground, the one under your skin. What if you had more faith and trust in the current, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in. Slow down long enough so you can feel the river, the one beneath the ground, the one under your skin. What if you had more faith and trust in the current, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in, and threw away all your doubts and dove right in. Slow down long enough so you can feel the river, the one beneath the ground, the one under your skin. have more faith and trust in the current. And threw away all your doubts and dove right in. And threw away all your doubts and dove right in.
Blue, if you would share a time when you faced a challenge and how you overcame it. What kept you motivated through the uncomfortable process of change?
Let's see. When I quit alcohol.
Yeah.
Probably one of the heaviest challenges in my life, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it took a lot for me to get to that point. And, you know, unfortunate incidents and, you know, so on and so forth. You know, mm-hmm. it kind of went from, you know, drinking to enjoy myself, drinking to have fun, to drinking to dealing whatever I was dealing with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy quit drinking back when I was a kid. It took me till I was grown for me to ask him why in particular he stopped drinking. Pretty much he gave me the simplest answer he can give me. And it was like, it just got old.
Mm-hmm. It just got old.
It took me till my early 40s for it to get old to me. Which mm-hmm. is about as old as my daddy was at the time that he chose mm-hmm. to stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard choice to come to, and it was, mm-hmm. you know, the first 6 months were probably the hardest of it.
What kept you motivated? I'm so curious.
Faith.
Okay.
Definitely faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving in to temptation and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It was like I got to a lot of venues and open mics and play places where gang alcohol is sold at.
Yeah.
You have non-alcohol alternatives now.
Exactly.
So it was like, yo, golly, they make hoppy waters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I do bitters. I'm also not a drinker, so
right.
I'll order like bitters. And
bitters get expensive.
Oh, really?
And it's like, golly, I remember ordering bitters in the bar once. Like, golly, they charged me like almost about the price. Yeah, almost about the price of, you know, one of their normal drinks.
Yeah.
Well, talking about these bitters are expensive, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That was the main challenge, you know, saying quit and alcohol.
Yeah.
And Portland, so just, you know, you have medical marijuana and so on and so forth.
Sure. Different alternatives.
Right. It's different alternatives, you know what I'm saying? At least I'm not drinking. Better things to do with my life than drinking, wasting it away.
Yeah.
Pretty much saving myself, and plus, you know, I can be more on top of my body and hope that mm-hmm. I didn't suffer too much damage from the years of drinking.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing. That's so vulnerable, and hope it inspires someone that needed to hear that. So, Blue, as we're winding down here, how do you maintain a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life?
Get as much as my gift as I can to people.
Oh, I love that. Give as much of your gift as you can to people.
Yeah.
That is so tender. Thank you. And then, is there any advice you would give your younger self or the younger generation?
Make sure you don't give up on yourself. Because, you know, there's always somebody out there that believes in you.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you so much. How do people find you or hire you or... or ask you to come play at their venues? What is your?
Let's see. I mean, I don't have any of my music on Spotify or any streaming service or anything like that. So the only way I would manage most of my, you know, music bookings or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it'd be to advertise it through either Facebook or Instagram.
Okay, and your Instagram is?
My Instagram is at Milwaukee Blue.
That is
Milwaukee with two E's.
All right. Well, you heard him here first, I guess. Yeah, I'm enamored of your music and your soulful presence. And I thank you so much for coming on All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love. A quick plug, KBOO is still accepting donations. We're going for like $75,000 before the end of the year. And we're also accepting cars, if you have an old car that you need to get rid of.
Oh, I could use one of those.
A car? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're nice. But thanks again, and I hope, you know, if you're feeling blue, to go get help that you deserve. And if you have a choice to get off your couch, do it. Get out there. Be connected to people and be kind to yourself and others.
Thanks for listening to All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love. And thanks again, Blue.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that I'm gonna be bad. There's something here in the air that I like. Oh, Lord, I'm a rambling soul. Where do I call my home? It's head on the open road. Just wherever that wind does blow. I love the feeling of the freeway.